When police found 29-year-old Carmelo Winans, he was sitting on the floor of his father's kitchen in Northern Liberties, holding a steak knife to his neck and a fork pressed into his chest, muttering, "Jesus loves me, I love Jesus." Alan Yatvin, the lawyer for Winans' mother, Bernadette, acknowledges it was a volatile situation.
Mr. Winans was suffering from some kind of psychological problem. He was clearly upset, his father described him as paranoid.
Police couldn't get a response out of Winans, and they thought he might be high on drugs. They called for an officer with a taser gun. Officer Jill Kirkstetter arrived shortly.
As she was entering the kitchen, one of the officers who was in the kitchen, Officer Nicoletti, jumped on Mr. Winans. If you believe the officer's version, the reason he did that is because Mr. Winans was cutting his throat with a knife, and there was a small cut to his throat, not clear at what point that happened. Or if you believe the father, Mr. Santiago, he had put down the knife, and Officer Nicoletti was jumping on him to secure the knife.
A struggle ensued between Officer Richard Nicoletti and Winans. Then Nicoletti's gun discharged. Believing his colleague was shot, Officer Matthew McCarthy fired twice at Winans, who died as his father watched. Winans' mother's lawsuit alleged willful police misconduct, unreasonable use of force, and failure of police to follow established policies. It also alleged the city failed to properly train, supervise, monitor, and discipline police officers prior to March of 2011. Philadelphia has tried to address the problem. Since 2007, a crisis intervention team, or CIT training model, has been in place to help police de-escalate crises, especially those involving people with mental illness. At the police academy in North Philadelphia, officers completed routine tasks while listening to recordings of voices, like those a person in psychological distress might hear.
They're laughing at you. They know.
So messed up. Missing,
so the numbers are 23, 4, 76, 58, 19.
Some officers played bingo. Others sat at tables, tracing patterns with toothpicks. Other officers attempted to answer basic questions while hearing the voices.
Now tell me, who's the President of the United States?
President Obama.
Captain Francis Healy oversees the CIT program.
People in crisis, they want to be listened to. And if you learn how to actually listen to people and actually understand what's going on, you can use a lot of the information that they're providing to you and actually start to have a conversation.
He says crisis intervention is about humanizing people in psychological distress. Philly's training is based on the Memphis model, a program developed in the late 1980s. So far, 1,900 of 6,600 officers have been trained, says Arthur Evans, commissioner of the city's Department of Behavioral Health.
When a person is experiencing psychiatric distress, one of the things that they do is they don't respond to you appropriately. They either ignore you or they can become combative. And so that's a really high-risk situation for a person who has a psychiatric illness when the person that they're responding to is an armed law enforcement officer who's trained to be in control.
He says the program is working.
Well, we don't have data. We have lots of good anecdotes of where officers have talked people down who were suicidal, for example, situations where officers, I think, are responding to people much more effectively.
Once trained, CIT officers are allowed to carry tasers. Captain Healy says these officers know when to intervene and how to take a leadership role in crises. Attorney Ellen Yatvin wonders why McCarthy and Nicoletti didn't give Jill Kirkstetter, the CIT-trained officer, more time to help Winans.
Officer Kirkstetter was right there. She was the trained officer. She had a taser. She was able to deal with the situation.
Yatvin says Officers McCarthy and Nicoletti's depositions revealed they were unfamiliar with basic police protocol for dealing with people in crisis, including those in psychological distress. Yet all officers are supposed to follow rules and basic trainings for crisis situations.
Even if you have a written policy, and on paper the policy's great, if you're not implementing it, enforcing it, training on it, it's just a piece of paper.
The city has settled the suit brought by Bernadette Winans on behalf of her son's estate for $180,000. Lawyers for the city and representatives of the Fraternal Order of Police declined a comment. Officer Nicoletti is also named in another excessive force suit against the city. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, WHYY News.